This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The White House said on Wednesday that the president and Russian President Vladimir Putin are not going to meet this year, which is a real big reversal. It comes because of the pressure from fellow Republicans on how he's handled Russia. In fact, this was the statement from White House National Security Advisor John Bolton. He said on Wednesday the president believes that the next bilateral meeting with President Putin should take place after the Russia witch hunt is over. So we've agreed it will be after the first of the year. And, of course, all this is on the heels of the meeting that he had with Putin in Helsinki last week. He said that he intended to invite Putin to the White House for a follow-up meeting this fall. But because of this reversal, now, obviously, with the mood and the temperature around D.C., especially with Republicans in the midterm elections coming up, Sarah Sanders, even the White House press secretary, had said that the follow-up meeting was intended to continue an ongoing working level dialogue between the two Security Council staffs. And so they hoped that they could still do that, but there would be no meeting with President Putin. In fact, Trump tweeted out himself, "I'm concerned that Russia will be fighting very hard to have an impact on the upcoming election based on the fact that no president has been tougher on Russia than me. They will be pushing very hard for the Democrats. They definitely don't want Trump." So that's a backtrack, and that comes partially when earlier in the day on Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was being grilled on the Hill by senators about the president's two-hour private meeting that I just mentioned with Putin in Helsinki. Trump is facing a lot of criticism, and it's bipartisan criticism, for that joint press conference with the Russian leader where he appeared to accept Putin's denial of Moscow's interference in the 2016 elections. We bounce from Washington to the beaches of Fort Myers, Florida, where I am right now broadcasting. And it's interesting because, sadly, they're talking about the turtles and the loggerheads and what's happening with them and how many have washed up on shore. They're talking about red tide, a lot. And earlier in the day, I was on the beach and I've noticed the last couple of days I've been here with my aunt that we've seen some dead fish and whatnot, and they look like catfish. And in fact, when I walked down the beach, I saw a definite catfish. And of course, there's a river that runs outside of Fort Myers or would filter into the beach potentially. And there was also an alligator gar, pretty big one. People were taking pictures of it on the beach, and the beach patrol came and bagged it up. And they talked about the fact that they said to me that it might be that river situation. Who knows? But with the whole red tide scenario going on, sad to see that. Sad to see the story about all the turtles and how the numbers are incredibly high as they saw back in 2006, the troubles with red tide. While that's happening where I am in Florida, if we bounce to the West Coast in California, there's wildfires that are causing evacuations, burning homes. And as somebody who lived in California, I know what that can be like. It's been a long time since I lived there, but I was evacuated once outside of Santa Maria, California, but now closer to Southern California, the San Jacinto Mountains, where it seems like they catch so easy east of L.A., that wildfire is out of control. The brush, the trees, the sweltering temperatures where it's in the 90s, and a couple of days of that has led to massive evacuations and just hustling to get people out as fast as they can. And especially sometimes what happens is even in getting other fire crews from other states to help. You can see that as they build those fire lines, because of the heat and because of the Santa Ana winds, which they have kicked in, it makes it a really tough situation. It's tough to dump from the helicopters water onto these fires. And in some cases, they have to try to build a fire line around it and watch it burn in some areas. But the key thing is, it's about human life and those evacuations and getting as many people out as they can. All right, in the meantime, this is one of the craziest stories I've come across. I saw it in USA Today, and then I was just looking across at the LA Times, and I read something about this. It makes sense because it's a Cali story. A California Department of Motor Vehicles employee, they say, slept thousands of hours on the job since 2014. They did an audit, and the report showed that. The report says that the employee slept three or more hours at her desk since February of 2014. They totaled up the hours, 2,200 hours of work. It cost $40,000 is what that would be for lost time on the job. The employee, if you're curious, what do they do? A key data operator. So what does that mean? It means the routine data entry that you do for change of address, new vehicle ownership forms, you know, that kind of stuff. And she processed less than half the documents that she was expected to, an average of 200 documents a day, when key operators, when they measured this and the audit showed it, are expected to process more than 550. And apparently the supervisors were aware of the issue, but they underestimated the amount of time that she was sleeping on the job. They said it was a little here and a little there. So now they're talking about disciplinary action because the issues weren't documented, and the state's auditor's office investigated 1,400 instances of improper government activities in the past year, but this was the one that really got highlighted because, let's face it, all the jokes about the DMV and what happens when you're at the DMV and you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, maybe somebody was sleeping on the job. All right, as we move along, this is pretty interesting. The other day I was somewhere, and I can't remember where I was, but they played an old song, 9 to 5. I know where I was. I was in Charleston. When we were in Charleston, I was at a restaurant where they played that old song, 9 to 5, from the Jane Fonda movie. And it's ironic because I'm just reading that they're talking about in this new HBO documentary that a 9 to 5 sequel. They've been talking about this 9 to 5 sequel because so many people go back to that original movie from decades ago, and they say that it would do well. They think it would do well to bring it back out and put like a fresh paint of coat on it or whatever. And so that's what they're going to do. They're going to redo 9 to 5. I don't know. Do you think there's an audience for that? People don't even work 9 to 5 anymore, I'm just saying. And then because of the Me Too movement, the timing might not be, or maybe it is right for that to have 9 to 5. It's been so long since I've seen that movie, but just hearing the music the other day and then reading the story about it, crazy, crazy timing. All right, coming up, a couple of great interviews for you next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Everybody's heard me talk about Life's Abundance that you can go to through kateskibble.com. And I'll tell you what, it's been such a game changer for Mahalo. And we're talking to more and more people about that. And joining us now is Lisa Flynn. And Lisa is a real estate guru in Florida, in the Sarasota area. Huh, who doesn't want to live in Sarasota, especially right now if you're listening to me in the Midwest and you're shoveling? You're thinking, I want to move to Sarasota. And Lisa has a background where at one point she was a dog trainer and kennel owner and whatnot. And besides being a real estate mogul, she got involved with Life's Abundance as well. And what a game changer for, you know, for the economics of a business, you know, because it is a business for some people out there listening, and also for what it does for your dog as well. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's start with your background first about being a dog trainer and kennel owner. Tell us about that. What was that like? And I, you know, being a kennel owner to me would be wild. It'd be so cool, but I think I'd fall in love with all the animals and I wouldn't want to give them up.
That is oftentimes the case, yes. I have made some real connections with some fantastic dogs and some fantastic owners over the years. But yes, I trained dogs professionally for close to 20 years in the Washington, D.C. area as well as the Boston area, and a little bit here in Sarasota, but not a whole lot. And I had a 25-run kennel with doggy daycare and boarding and grooming and, of course, the dog training. So I did a lot of that. I also worked with some of the sheriff's departments in the D.C. area with their dogs. So it was pretty cool.
So let me ask you a question. This is a personal question. People will love this. They love it when I peel back the onion on the assistant producer of the show, which is my golden retriever, Mahalo. And Mahalo is still, he's 8 years old and he moves around great and runs and all that other stuff, but I want to be careful with him. And you know how do you get dogs to go up steps to a bed? Or come down. It's really come down because that's where they hurt their joints.
Yeah, right. That's so funny. It's just like if you were a doctor, you talk with somebody and tell them you're a dog trainer, they have a dog training question, and it's a doctor, and, hey, doc, I have this rash. Let me take a look. So, well, it's guiding the dog, of course, and if you have a great relationship, as you do with Mahalo, of course, they will trust you and name it. That's the most important part, is if you're just trying to get him to do something without actually naming it. So training and obedience and so forth is not really just tricks. It is a language that to communicate with your dog. So when you name it, say stairs or something along those lines, and guide him with that, you certainly treats will help and a lot of encouragement, then he'll start to understand that if you just start grabbing him and trying to tug him down the stairs, he's going to freak out and not know what's going on. So as you start naming it and encouraging him that way, then it becomes a language between the two of you, so you can communicate to him what to do. Most people just tell their dogs what not to do. So the key is to be able to teach them so you can tell them what to do instead of just what not to do.
I love it. That is a million-dollar tip, I have to tell you. So I know people out there probably have similar situations where they're trying to get their animal to do something that would benefit them. And you're right. You say, don't do this, don't go here, don't whatever. But it should be the opposite. And, wow, that's fascinating. So you go from the dog training and a tip like that and kennel owner, which is so cool. You're in Florida, you're doing the real estate thing, and you started with Life's Abundance. What led you to Life's Abundance and starting that?
Well, actually, I started with Life's Abundance 18 years ago.
Wow.
So I've been feeding and recommending and actually selling Life's Abundance since the year 2000. So this company has been around for a long time, and I've been aligned with them for a very long time. And it was a natural add-on to my pet business, my pet care business, of course, because people are always asking for recommendations for food and for toys and for supplies and equipment and so forth. And it was just a natural lead-in. But I started with Life's Abundance primarily because I saw the difference that it was making in the dogs that I was, my own dog, as well as the dogs that I was working with. The behavior is, your nutrition is a key component into behavior and behavioral issues. And so when I started to see what higher quality dog food, the difference it made with these dogs, then I started pursuing and looking into more options, and I stumbled upon this, and I've been with them for 18 years now.
From the business side of it, for 18 years is a long time. How does that work? And because we both, I mean, I'm new to it, but the quality is incredible. And my dog Mahalo, I think, he just inhales the food. He loves it. The idea that it's made in small batches, all those great nutrients that we talk about, and I've talked about that on the show. But I haven't talked as much about the business side. Tell the listeners more about the business side and how that can be fruitful for them.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of pluses to the business side. And one of the things you just touched on is that you're made in the small batches and so forth. This is an American company, and all the products and all of the ingredients are manufactured in the United States. So I like to support businesses that are in the United States. And many of these larger companies, we don't even realize it, but a lot of the ingredients are being imported from China and then put together here. And this has been some of the reasons for some of the recent recalls in the past few years. Is they've gotten some tainted ingredients and then put it together in the United States, and some animals have been suffering, and many have died from one of the recalls, actually. So that's one of the components is, you know, it's an American and U.S. company. But as I said, I had trained dogs for close to 20 years. I have really not done any training at all, but it was a natural lead since I moved to Sarasota, but it was a natural add-on for my dog training business. And I have trained thousands of dogs over the years. And with this business, every single day I get an email saying that so-and-so ordered dog food from you. And this so-and-so is a client from 15 years ago. They are on their third dog that I've not even met. And I may have worked with them in Washington, D.C., and now they live in Washington State. So this type of business is really residual, because once they're clients for life, and I am on some second, third, and even fourth dogs that they're continuing to order the food. So it's not like a business where you might, some pet stores or groomers or veterinarians will actually have to stock the product, this is completely hands off, which is perfect for me because now I'm focusing on real estate. I don't want to have to stock product. I don't want to have to worry about expirations. I don't want to have to worry about shipping things. That's all taken care of. And I literally still have hundreds of customers from all over the country that I have not even spoken with in 10, 15 years.
Wow. And the great thing, too, is the point of entry is very low, I think. I think it's incredibly reasonable. So you combine that with the fact of what you just said. You don't have to stock anything, and it makes it a no-brainer. So somebody told me the other day she had just started Life's Abundance, I think, a couple of months ago. And basically what she told me is, you know what? My food is covered for my dog. That's amazing. I don't have to pay for the food because I have people that realize how great this food is and that it is an American-made, it's made in America and the small batches and the nutrients and all of that. So I feel good about it because I'm not getting terrible food off of a shelf. And now my dog benefits, but it also, I'm not buying the dog food anymore because it's paid for itself. And that's the start of it, isn't it?
Exactly. That very quickly happens with this business. The startup costs, like you said, for starting a business, it's, I mean, everything included for the first year is under $500. So it just doesn't make any, you know, it's a no-brainer, especially for somebody who's already in the pet industry. But I know countless people who just are pet lovers and wanted to take care of their own animals in the best way possible, and that's how they got involved, like yourself.
Yeah. The with Life's Abundance too, they also do something really neat that they give food to shelters. You can give food to shelters, individual shelters, and I love the way they do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really great company and a very solid company that gives back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so I would be remiss not to ask you about this. How's the real estate biz?
Real estate business is great. It really is. It's there's, you know, there's always ups and downs in this type of business, but I primarily, my niche with real estate is working with investors as a real estate investor myself. I actually got my real estate license here in Florida because my husband and I started to buy properties as rental opportunities. And I just started getting asked by other people for some help. So I got my real estate license for that purpose, to further along our investing business as well as to help other people. And I just fell in love with it. So that's another way that building wealth and having income coming in with our rental properties has just been phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And plus all that sunshine and those beaches. Are you kidding? Who doesn't want to live in Sarasota or near Sarasota? I got to tell you, it's beautiful there, of course, right?
Yeah, I have to say that we do live in paradise. It's been 5 years since I moved here from the Boston area, and I have not looked back, although I have learned to stop putting pictures of the beach and the palm trees in January and February on Facebook. My friends don't appreciate that anymore.
I love that. Lisa Flynn, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Articles of impeachment filed by House conservatives in an effort to oust Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. He's the Justice Department official who's overseeing the special counsel's Russia probe. House Republicans accuse Rosenstein of not responding to their efforts to oversee the probe as they ask for documents and to close the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. It isn't clear yet whether they will have an immediate vote. Taking the temperature down on a trade war, President Trump said he and European officials have worked out a new deal.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods. Thank you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
We're back again with Anna Layada, and we're talking about, of course, generations and the differences and whatnot. And Anna, last time you were explaining to us about engagement and millennials, and I thought it was fascinating as you were talking about mentoring, mentoring up and mentoring down and mentoring across. I understand mentoring up and down, but what is mentoring across?
So mentoring across is coming from the perspective that everyone has something to contribute. And so what we typically have seen with our baby boomers' formative experiences in the workplace is that people worked in silos and you only learned what was in your department and you didn't stick your nose in other people's business because that's not what you had been hired to do or paid to do. Our millennials come in and they want to have a 360-degree view of an organization. And so from the very beginning, they're learning what they were hired for, but they're looking to see across the way what else is available. So we want to be giving them a transparent, clear view through the organization because they may have started in, say, accounting, but they didn't know that they had a little marketing flair that they'd like to explore. And so, on average, our baby boomers got on with a company for 20-plus years. Our Gen Xers got on with a company, and as free agents, they stayed between 7 to 13 years. But our millennials get on with a company, and they will have between 13 and 26 different careers. So their trajectory at an organization that doesn't help allow them to mentor across and mentor up and down and look at how they can map out their career GPS is about 6 months to 18 months. So if you allow them from the very beginning to look across, learn from others, whether it's up, down, or around, they will actually stay longer. The number one reason that millennials report leaving organizations is because they were not being developed. Number one reason, it wasn't money, and it wasn't even work-life balance, although they want both of those. But they very strongly believe that they need to be developed. Gallup just put out a report that will be available for purchase later, and they were looking at, okay, what's the number one thing? Over 70% of millennials said, I'm leaving because I don't feel like I'm being developed.
So, you know what's interesting, Anna, and I'm going to go back to something you said in our previous segment with you. You talked about your, did you call her your bonus mom?
I did.
I love that.
She was a gift to our family.
I love that.
She took us on.
So your bonus mom grew up. She was your biological mother passed away, and your father remarried, and this is now his new wife, mm-hmm. your bonus mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a depression child, and mm-hmm. so at a family gathering for the 973 people in your family, since you have 19 siblings, a huge number of siblings, nieces and nephews, and grandnieces and nephews, your bonus mom is wiping the tinfoil clean so she can reuse it. And you know what struck me as you were walking through that story is that I could also see a millennial doing that, but for a different reason. So a depression child would be doing it because of scarcity, but actually, it's kind of the same thing. A millennial might do it because of a different kind of scarcity, not a personal scarcity, but a ecological global scarcity, right? It's a resource that we could save and reuse. And so I'm wondering, do you think, first of all, I think the idea of codes is really brilliant. I mean, the minute you said that, so many things made sense to me that I had grappled with in the past. So I think you're absolutely right. It's not just a great way of saying it. I think it's completely accurate. But do you see that codes, kind of like fashions, will actually come back? Will we see another Gen X-like generation? Will we see another Depression-era-like generation?
Ah, what a brilliant question. Absolutely. In my book, Unlocking Generational Codes, I take you through the 80-year social mood cycle that we have gone through in the U.S. over 19 generations, over 19 times in the generations, because we have 19 generations since the inception of the U.S. And each one of those 80-year cycles have four social moods inside of them. Mm. And the archetype that is developed during that social mood and that era is consistently coming back. It's consistently coming around again. And so our millennials as an archetype are a hero archetype. The last time we had the same social mood as the millennials have grown up under was our GI generation. Mm. They were a hero archetype. They want to do great things. They want to rise to the challenge. And so what's really brilliant is we can understand that the Gen Z globals coming after the millennials are an artist archetype, and pluralism and narrowing the gap between the have and the have-nots is going to be their mission. So you are absolutely right that we will see this again, but the generational codes addresses how their formative experiences will have them react a little bit differently. And when we understand that, yes, the GI generation that my bonus mom was and the millennials have the same archetype, so they come at the same problem, and there's a very similar way of approaching it, but why they're doing it is different.
Right.
Millennials are conserving for the environmental and looking at the imprint, and for the GI generation, it was more of a survival phenomenon. And so many generations have many things in common, and where the power for a leader is when you understand the code, you understand the drivers. It's not that there aren't things that baby boomers dreamed of and Gen Xers desired, now millennials demand. For instance, work-life balance. Our baby boomers say, we wanted work-life balance. We dreamed of it. We talked about it. But we had 80 million peers. Gen Xers say, we desired it, right? But there was only 44 million, and there was a tsunami of a labor pool called baby boomers. And now millennials come in, and they demand work-life balance because they're going to be working into their 80s. But guess what? Work-life balance flows and serves all of the generations. When we recalibrate and we put that in, it helps Gen Xers, and it helps baby boomers, and it definitely will help the globals.
so it's interesting. I have an even greater appreciation for your talking about the generations with a code, because I realize now that when you codify something, it's data, right? I mean, you've actually given me a data-driven approach to viewing a generation, which is so much better than, I hate you all. No, that's not
that's
useful.
Right.
Let me quantify what's going on to my benefit and to their benefit. And that's what a code is really another word for an algorithm, right? You've essentially created a generational algorithm.
Exactly. And it's very funny because a lot of Gen Xers in particular will say, I'm not a Gen Xer, I'm just me. I don't, I'm not part of anything.
Which is such a Gen X thing to say.
It's exactly part of their generational code. And at the end of a lot of my speeches and presentations, Gen Xers will come up and they're kind of sheepishly saying, I feel a little weird, you just described my life. And it's relieving to them to understand that that code or algorithm is something that they can actually bring from the background to the foreground and now have facility in operating inside of it, because instead of it running them, they now recognize, oh, here are the variables making up that algorithm. Now I get it, and I can choose to, you know, work with the variables, I can adjust the variables, but now it's not something that is, you know, operating in spite of me.
Wow, so it's interesting. We see on and now that there are a lot of companies that do telecommuting and a lot of people that work from home, and there's a lot of entrepreneurs. So the younger, I'm going to say the younger generations and the last two we described, so the globals, for example, and the millennials, do they desire connectedness among people, or are they okay with sort of this telecommuting?
Excellent question. So millennials are okay with telecommuting up to a point, because one of the things about their generational code is that they are very social. So they need the time to come together with their peeps, their people, their peers. They very much enjoy being around other people, and too much isolation can actually be a problem. And yet they want the flexibility to say, tell me what you want by when you want it, and then let me get the work done. Don't measure me by FaceTime. Don't measure me if you just see me, line of sight management, which our boomers grew up with. They say, if I get it in on time as promised, then why do you care where I was when I did it? But they do need the social connection of coming together at times. And so that's why a lot of organizations now are going to the point where they have a lot of touchdown spots within their organization. I have the fortune of doing a lot of work with Amazon right now, and it's not about the office and having the corner office that our baby boomers would have wanted. It's about having a place that you can plug in when you're together, but then lots of casual collaboration spaces where you can get together with peers and you can actually connect. So they actually really like the choice. That's a DNA piece for millennials. I want to have options, and so I want the choice of being able to come in and collaborate in the same space, but I want the freedom of being able to get my work done from anywhere. Work is not a destination for millennials. Work is something you do from where you are. That's part of their talent code.
Wow, I love that. We have like a minute left, and sometimes, well, in fact, a lot of times we ask our guests this question. What is it that keeps you up at night?
I think the thing that keeps me up at night is that people are seeing themselves in conflict to each other because they don't understand each other. And the problems that we have to solve will not be solved from conflict. They will be solved from collaboration. They will be solved from understanding and being in harmony and in flow with each other. And so I think that the problem is, if we see each other as our adversaries or our problems, we will not get the job done.
Wow, so well said. Anna Layada, thank you so much. This was really a pleasure. We'll have to have her back on. What do you think, Greg?
Well, okay.
Okay.
I have 100 more questions to ask you. So, right. Yes.
100 more answers.
Thanks for joining us on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Thank you, Kate.
Most most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Or check it out. Not really up. The Hug Store. Rick Morrison is the founder of the Hug Alliance and co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. National Hugging Day has been actually observed since 1986 on January 21st this year in honor of the 32nd anniversary. The nonprofit I mentioned, the Hug Alliance, is aiming to set it to Guinness World Records in Los Angeles. The most nationalities ever in a group hug, and we'll tell you about the other one coming up. But let's get him on the line. He's in our virtual green room. Rick Morrison, he's the founder of the Hug Alliance and the co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. So he's the event founder coordinator of this whole thing. Hi, Rick.
Hi. Hi, thank you.
Let's
for
talk
having
about.
Me on.
Tell me about why and when National Hugging Day started.
So National Hugging Day, to go back just to the origin, was actually started not by myself, but by Kevin Zaborni in 1986, and he just wanted people to hug more, and it was really just kind of a very grassroots early on movement for him. And it's while it's not widely known, it is known, and it's actually celebrated in some places all over the world on every January 21st. So that's how the origins of it go back. But this year will be by far the biggest global celebration and recognition of that day.
Yeah, so tell us what you're doing. I mentioned the one thing, trying to get those two Guinness World Records in L.A. Tell us about that.
So there's three, actually, world records we're going to go for. The first world record is the most nationalities ever in a group hug. And it's going to represent, it's basically like the Olympics of hugging. And there's going to be sashes worn by different people from different countries. And hopefully we're going to, you know, have every country, but, you know, we need a certain number to actually break the Guinness record. And then the second is a real fun record that is going to involve astronauts in the International Space Station that have these kinetic vests. And a few people on Earth will wear them and be able to hug. And when they hug themselves in this vest, the person in the space station, the astronaut, will feel that hug and do the same thing back. So it literally is like an intergalactic hug.
Wow, interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
Intergalactic. So cool.
Yeah,
How did you work this whole thing out?
World records. I said you guys might need to change, you know, rethink your name, because, you know, it goes outside the world at that point.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, I love that. Tell me about what are the benefits of hugging? What is research showing us?
Well, see, there's so much research now. And, you know, I always say to people, it's like, you know, your favorite flavor ice cream. You just, you know, you like what you like, and you like a hug because it leaves you feeling a certain way, or you feel great about giving somebody one when they feel, you know, the need, you know, they need a hug. But really now, if you actually practice it like an exercise, there's one of the doctors within our Hug Alliance, he's a clinical psychologist who has a book coming out, 21 day hugs, hugging 21 people over 21 days for 21 seconds at a time. And it's that connection point in longer hugs that has really been researched, where, and the list is so long. I mean, we could be on for an hour talking about the benefits, but, you know, some of the most common ones now that are all the things that involve different chemicals in the body, oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, those kind of what we call tonic chemicals and good feeling chemicals. You know, there's more of them. Your body produces more of those, and it reduces the stress hormone, also known as, just slip my mind for a minute, cortisol. And that's kind of the one that, you know, you try to not. But that's the one that, you know, we've always had for fight or flight when you're in fear-based, and that, along with adrenaline, you know, those are the ones that. So, and by doing that, as those chemicals go in different directions with increases and decreases, you know, you reduce stress and worry and anxiety. You increase your calmness. You know, it involves more compassion and understanding of the people that you're with. And one of my favorites, because we're such a supplement kind of world these days, where there's a supplement, it seems, for everything, hugs really have been researched to stimulate your immune system.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea about that. Rick, so tell me, and we're going to say again, Rick Morrison is the founder of the Hug Alliance, co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. What got you involved in this?
My daughter. Honestly, I mean, I've always been a hugger. Some of the people, you know, might even say a world-class hugger, but I never, you know, it's hugging. It's just part of who I am. So I never really thought there'd be a path to really kind of explore hugs and try to get the word out on the benefits to the masses. But, you know, my daughter and I are so close. We wrote this children's book together, and it's kind of been somewhat effortless in getting it out there, because there's such a need for it these days with so much division and separateness. And, you know, actually, with everything going on so much, too, with the Me Too campaign, it's like we don't, you know, it's okay to hug. Just ask the person you're going to hug. You know, say, I'd love to hug you. Would you welcome my hug? You know, and that's obviously for people you don't know or don't know well. But even within, you know, the context of the families, you know, people don't stop to hug. You might do a little quick kiss or a little pat on the back, but you're not really getting those benefits that we spoke of earlier.
It's so funny you say that, Rick, because I notice people who are, like you say, you're like a world-class hugger. I notice people who give really, I call them really sincere, good hugs. And I have a couple of friends that are just awesome when they hug you. And it is. It isn't this like kind of, I mean, it just feels good. There is something about it.
Well, you know, and there's, I don't know if there's research on this. I haven't seen anything, at least on our end, that's come through the Hug Alliance. But, you know, it always goes back to, you know, when you are born, you've been hugged for, you know, virtually 9 months, and you're hugged, and you're used to having a feeling of things around you. And, you know, babies are often swaddled to bring them comfort and, you know, wrapped really tight. That gives them a very calm presence, and that continues on. You know, with hugging is kind of the extension of those things that start early in life.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Tell me about the children's book, The Hugster. You said you wrote it with your daughter. What was that like?
It is my joy to talk about that. It was actually, it's based on a true story of an event that happened when we were visiting my family in Michigan, where Shauna, my daughter, who was 4 at the time, you know, she didn't want to hug her grandpa. And she hadn't seen him in 6 months. And, you know, the grandparents always, you know, kind of want their hugs, and it's kind of all about them. But sometimes kids just aren't comfortable. And, you know, I kind of took a step back, and I didn't insist that she hug him. And I kind of just let it play out to see what she would do. Would it be kind of a meltdown situation? Would my parents be upset? And I didn't know. And Shauna just said that she was all out of hugs. And didn't have any right now, but she'd go to the store while she was in Michigan and bring one home back, or bring one home for Grandpa.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, so the book is a discovery for kids to kind of return to trusting their instincts, to rely on their self for answers and self-discovery. And it's set around the context of a family, and Shauna goes shopping in different stores that she picked, looking for hugs, but virtually, you know, by the end realizing that, you know, if you shop for hugs, you'll be shopping forever.
Oh, what a wonderful sentiment. I love that. Oh, this is terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Rick, I hope you set all those records, and we're going to tell everyone, hug somebody on January 21st. Hug them every day, but hug some people.
And they can follow us. I will say actually two things real quick, because people can live stream the event anywhere in the world. It's going to be globally live streamed. And that site, they can find us a few different ways, through the HugAlliance.net. thehugmob.com, or for the direct link on agapelive.com. agapelive. Yep.
I love it, Rick. We'll be doing that. Thank you
so much
for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Big hugs.
I love it. You can tell he's a big hugger. You know it. You know he's a good hugger. I love the story about his daughter. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on ATN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.